You're listening to agentdrivendevelopment.com.
This is the conversation I would have with you in a hotel bar after the offsite. Not the polite version your peers give you in a QBR. The real one, nobody on your payroll is structurally able to say it. Sit down, I will buy the first round. You told the board AI would compress delivery cycles by 30%. The CFO signed the budget. The CEO quoted you in the earnings call. Your name is attached to the number. You scheduled the kickoff and the initial training sessions for 3 p.m. every Friday across the spring and summer, every Friday. The one window where your engineers are actively trying to wrap, stabilize production, and not be here locked in on the calendar for months. That is an indefensible decision. I'm saying it out loud because none of your direct reports will. It is an indefensible decision made by a smart person who has not actually looked at their own calendar in 6 weeks. And the entire engineering organization knows it. The only person at your company who does not know is you. At least Bill Lumberg was honest. Lumberg leaned on the cubicle with his coffee cup and said, "Yeah, I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in on Saturday." It is a joke because he is a caricature. Inside the joke is something your organization has forgotten how to do. Lumberg was honest about what important work looks like, disrupted schedules, personal inconvenience, a visible executive delivering the uncomfortable ask himself. You hid behind a Calendly link and outsourced the scheduling to L&D. Lumberg was clumsy and coercive, and it was still more honest than what you just did. At least Bill admitted that important work required inconvenience. You're pretending it does not. That is not leadership. That is conflict avoidance with an Outlook plugin. Your engineers are already roasting you in Slack. The AISDLEC channel has a thread screenshot of the Friday invite. Laughing emoji, a Lumberg meme. Somebody said out loud what the rest are thinking. Cool, guess we know how important this really is. You're not in that channel. That is also a signal. If you join tomorrow, you would find a more accurate status report on your AI strategy than anything your direct reports are sending up the chain. The pattern with artifacts. Your agile transformation produced stand-ups. Nobody runs on time. A Jira instance that takes 14 clicks to file a ticket and a retro template that has not changed since 2019. Your DevOps push produced a Jenkins pipeline three people understand, a Confluence page titled CI/CD Standards V4 Final Revised, and a deploy frequency that moved from monthly to biweekly and flatlined for 3 years. Somebody still has a slide in the All Hands deck claiming DevOps maturity level 4. Nobody believes it. Nobody takes it down. You're about to produce the AI SDLC equivalent policy document nobody reads. Tooling license with a 14% activation rate. Responsible AI steering committee that publishes minutes nobody opens. Compliance attestation, the engineers, fake, because the real workflow they built works better than the approved one. Same playbook third time. Except this one has return on investment, the others did not. That is the part you have not processed. A seat check is harder than what you just did. A license seat check occupies you personally for an afternoon. You do one every quarter. The AI SDLC training, you delegated the scheduling to someone two levels below you, did not look at the slot, and signed off between other meetings. 2 hours across a 400-person engineering org at fully loaded cost is north of $80K per session. Four cohorts puts you at a third of a million for one module. Before vendor fees and coaching follow-on, nobody has budgeted. You personally inspect the catering for the offsite. You do not personally look at this invite. Explain that to me in a way that does not make you sound like you're not paying attention. I will wait. Now, the number that is not in your training line item. The senior engineer who was excited about this built a prototype on their own time. Ran the brown bag. That person watches the rollout, watches the 3 p.m. Friday invite, watches you not show up, and starts taking recruiter calls in Q3. Replacement cost loaded is north of $280K. Lose three of them, which is what happens when the pattern repeats and you're looking at $1 million of attrition produced by a scheduling decision your admin made in 5 minutes. Put that line on the budget right under AI transformation. See how it reads. Will you even be there? Open the invite right now. Are you on it? Not I'll try to drop in on it. Accepted 2 hours. Laptop closed. Same terms you're asking of the engineers whose entire workflow you want to change. If you're not, why would they be? Your engineers have a reliable algorithm for detecting what matters. They look at what the people paying them actually do. If you skip the training is skippable. Meanwhile, the CTO two buildings over moved their AI SDLC program to Tuesday mornings in January. Mandatory. Sat in the first four sessions personally. Cameras on, their deploy frequency is up. Their recruiting funnel got easier because the word got around that this place was actually doing it. Your competitive position on AI is not your model budget or your vendor shortlist. It is whether your calendar matches your strategy. Theirs does yours is a PDF. The test is Tuesday at 10. If this was the most important thing you were doing this quarter, when would you schedule it? Tuesday, 10 a.m. 2 hours. blocking the calendar that is already full with meetings you have been too polite to cancel. You would send the invite yourself. You would move the QBR prep, the steering committee, the cross-functional sync that has run for 2 years, and nobody remembers starting. Something has to move. That is the whole test. If nothing moves, nothing was important. Most important is not a phrase you say. It is a calendar slot you defend. Only the executive team can defend it. Your directors cannot. Your VPs cannot. The L&D coordinator definitely cannot. The moment you delegated the scheduling of the thing you called strategic, you revealed that it is not. Be better than Bill. I'm not asking you to schedule it on a Saturday. That is cruel. Lumberg was honest, but he was also a monster about it. Be better than Bill. Schedule it 10 a.m. Tuesday and make your department leadership move every other meeting to accommodate it. Not you personally. Them if they cannot clear a two-hour block across their orgs for the single most important capability investment of the year. You have already learned something important about your bench. It is also good practice. Moving the calendar is a dry run for what they are about to do anyway. You're about to change the governance model for software delivery, change the SDLC itself, rewrite how code gets reviewed, tested, deployed, and owned. 18 months. If your department leadership cannot move a set of meetings to make room for a training session, can they lead in the AI SDLC age? Answer honestly. The calendar is the first test. Every test behind it is harder. Here's the part that will sting. Your decade-old Agile transformation organization, the one with the coaches and the scaled Agile certifications and the big visible board on the fourth floor, is going to make noise. Friday, 3 p.m. is exactly when their teams do retros with the coach. Well, the half of the team that could not figure out how to escape the office fast enough anyway. That is why the AI SDLC training landed there. It collided with the one recurring artifact the Agile PMO still protects. Somebody did not want to have the fight. And the training got quietly bolted onto the same sad dead-end slot. They called it a scheduling win. Honestly, the whole arrangement looks like something Brian Finster would recommend on Scaled Agile DevOps MF, Brian's long-running parody site cataloging exactly the kind of ceremony over outcome nonsense enterprise Agile programs produce. If you have not read Sad MF, go read it, then look at your Friday 3 p.m. invite, and tell me with a straight face that it is not the punchline. Move the retro, move the training. Make both of them better. If moving a recurring retrospective to protect the capability investment of the decade feels like a crisis to your Agile PMO, you have just discovered another thing that needs to change. Write it down. What to do Monday morning. Pull up next quarter's calendar. Find every AI SDLC session, working group, pilot review, executive enablement block. If any of them sit after 2 p.m. on a Friday, after 3 p.m. on any day, or in the gaps nobody fought for, move them Tuesday or Wednesday morning, block 10 to noon. Put yourself on the invite. Put the entire executive team on the invite. Tell the people whose calendars you're disrupting why, in one sentence, this is the most important capability shift we will make this year. I need you and I will be there myself. Do it this week, not next quarter, not after the planning cycle. This week, the cost of delay is one more week of the wrong signal going out to every engineer you're trying to move, plus the compounding probability that the best of them reads it correctly and leaves. This is the part where I put the glass down. If the calendar does not move this week, the postmortem is already written. I have seen this one before. So have your engineers. The only person who will be surprised by the outcome is you. Lumberg at least had the decency to say it to your face. Check the invite. Are you on it? Good. Now move it to Tuesday.
You've been listening to agentdrivendevelopment.com.